Saturday with Ted continues on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, you're just tickling that rolling there, aren't you, Bill?
Oh, and I have some bundt cake.
Now, that's...
The bundt cake rumble.
That piano does sound beautiful.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, it's the Roland FP7F, and I bought one this week for my house.
I know, I heard.
I'm still excited.
And I have two of them.
I have two of them now.
See, you're getting hooked.
And you owe me a candelabra.
Yeah, sure. It's on its way. We've had some really, really cool things to eat, and people bringing them to us here on this program over the last year or so. Today is something completely different. They are called the Choosy Beggars. They are, in fact, Tina Khoury and Mike Smythe, and they join us in studio. Let's talk about exactly what your food bloggers.
That's
right.
All right. Now, how did this all come about?
Well, when Tina and I got together about 5 years ago or so, I had been on the internet sort of in one form or another for quite a while, but I sort of over that time learned that the way to get a successful web page is to have somebody who really knows what they're doing and somebody who's really talented. And I really knew what I was doing, but I wasn't especially talented. And when I found out what an incredible cook and how passionate food maker Tina was, it just felt like a perfect fit.
Good. And so what do? You're on a daily basis, you go and you write about different food experiences that you've had?
I wouldn't necessarily say that we've got a set schedule for how often we write, but we are foodies through and through. So we do. We like sharing recipes with people whenever we can. We like talking about interesting or unique restaurants and food experiences that we've been, different food festivals, pretty much all things food related.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and liquor related. That's where Mike comes in.
Oh yes, well, so that is one of my talents. So we try to cover whatever we can.
Don't mock it.
I celebrate it.
Celebrate it, my friend. Exactly. So I'm looking at what looks to be like a, what do they call those things, bundt?
Yeah, so what you're looking at right now is kind of like
a cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a savory monkey bread that we've got there.
Monkey bread?
Like a monkey bread. A monkey bread is a sweet pull-apart bread. It's a yeasted bread. And this one is a savory version. It's Mediterranean. It's got bacon and black olives, some green onions, sun-dried tomato, and we wanted to bring you this one because for me this is representative of why food blogging is so cool. This is a recipe that's been made. There are monkeys on the TV over there right now.
Cartoon with a monkey on the television.
This is perfect.
Space monkeys.
Mm-hmm. But so, this recipe has been made all over the world. It's been made by people in Japan and by people in Germany, and it's just so cool that something that we put on our table has been traveled like.
Talk about breaking bread, because you literally, because Kelly came in, she was here obviously mm-hmm. doing the morning show and stuff, and she wanted to try some. So I thought you were going to slice her a piece, and you just grabbed with your fingers, just yanked a chunk
off.
Absolutely.
That's
the way you eat it.
Yeah,
just pull apart.
Tina was mentioning, a ton of people have made this, and it's sort of the perfect
dinner party
bread, or the best potluck bread you can possibly
mm-hmm.
bring.
Mm-hmm.
The servings are right there, and you don't have to worry about hacking it apart, because that's the fun. You get to pull mm-hmm. it apart, literally.
Yeah.
Just kind of cooks it.
It's really good, too.
Thank you.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Now, what else we got here? We got what looks to be like sushi, but this is the this would be the North American version of sushi.
So we
put it that way.
So this is something which was a bit of an aberration. I don't know exactly where the inspiration came from, other than some very late evenings. But this is a buffalo chicken sushi that you see, and I never thought
yes.
I never thought that I would end up making a recipe.
Is that a dip?
That is a little bit of soy sauce.
Oh yeah, well, we've got a good dip.
Mm-hmm. So buffalo chicken sushi, it's full of Frank's Red Hot, and there might even be some crumbled Doritos in there. And this is one of those things which people look at and they either go, "Oh my God, that's brilliant," or, "Oh, why would you have done that?" But either way,
you said Frank's Red Hot.
Absolutely,
indeed.
The best.
Yes, it makes everything a little bit better, right?
I put that on everything.
Put that on a toasted cheese sandwich, man.
And if
huh? Liking that? I'm liking it a lot.
there's nothing seafoody in this.
No.
Okay, it is.
Then you've got me.
It is every bit a true.
What's okay. the skin?
So that's nori. It's which is a flat seaweed paper that's used to roll sushi mm-hmm. in. Yeah, and inside there we've also got the traditional buffalo chicken ingredients. There's a little bit of carrot and celery, blue cheese, and the Doritos are just for fun.
It's really good.
It is delicious.
And really good. Mm-hmm. What a great a snack item. Mm-hmm. What a great party item, you know?
Wow.
Good for Super Bowl. Bring something out that's a little bit
different.
Or
the Indy 500 tomorrow.
Exactly right. Definitely, if the pull-apart bread is the most popular thing we've done, the buffalo chicken sushi is the most controversial thing we've done.
Yeah.
It has had the most range of reactions to
it. Well, I'm sure you're going to get some sushi snobs in here. Well, what did you do that for? Shut up.
We get a fair share of snobs. You're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, that's what food is about. It's about having fun. It's about enjoying yourself. And about sharing it with people. So
you just keep
that's
talking.
What I think is pretty neat. There's something else that I want you to try, too. It's the dip that's right in front of you. So. Mm-hmm. That's one that's very close to my heart. It's a roasted red pepper dip, and it's got feta and walnuts and a little bit of pomegranate molasses in there. And you can just tear off a piece of pita to eat that with it, do mm-hmm. nice and family style. That one, to me, when people think roasted red pepper dip, it doesn't sound too scary. If you say Mahamara Biljibnade, it sounds scary. But I love showing people international food and how basic it is and how simple and delicious it can mm-hmm. be and how that's something that you can make in your own house.
We will try that in a moment right here at News Talk 1010.
You're listening to Saturday with Ted on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to the program, 1221 at News Talk 1010. Tina Khoury and Mike Smythe are the Choosy Beggars, and you can follow their blog. Go to www.choosy-beggars.com. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
You sure did.
All right. So a couple of things that we've sampled so far, this monkey bread, which you just rip it off with your hands, which is really, it's a good feeling about that, too. It's kind of like being a little kid, just kind of ripping food and eating it. And the sushi, which is really buffalo chicken wing sushi, which is outstanding.
Thank you.
And I haven't tried we got to try that now, the red pepper sauce.
Yes.
Not sauce. Spread.
Dip. Yes.
Dip. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try a little bit of that. Now, don't give me a lot, because... I don't have a lot of time to eat.
That's okay.
You know what I mean?
This is it's a traditional Middle Eastern dip. I'm half I'm a bit of a mixed bag. I'm half Lebanese and I'm half Scandinavian, so my taste in food is all over the world.
That's an interesting mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great taste.
Thank you. So that's it's made with roasted red peppers and feta and walnuts, which is a very traditional combination, and a little bit of pomegranate molasses there to bring in.
What's interesting is the food that you brought here. The ingredients are not like out of this world. Where did you get that? And really expensive.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
true.
Pretty much anybody can do this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I mean that's kind of a focus for us. We neither one of us is particularly wealthy. We have normal everyday salaries. So the food that we're cooking with is stuff that's accessible that we can get at the grocery store, and it's food that anyone can make and anyone can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good. That's got a bit of a kick to it too, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of spice in
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things that you've come up with that people have really reacted to, either in a good way or a bad way?
Oh, Mike.
Like, I know you said that there's a little controversy around this buffalo chicken wing sushi.
Yeah, well, because as you said a little bit earlier, the sushi is sacred to certain people, and it has to be done a certain way, or you're ruining everything for them. And it's funny, Tina mentions the Middle Eastern recipes, because I don't think we have a single Middle Eastern recipe on the site that doesn't have somebody coming along who said, you've done it completely wrong. That is not the way that people on a Western hill in Lebanon make it, and you've sullied our tradition. And, you know, sometimes you'll actually have people demand to have us remove this recipe because we're destroying the tradition of the food.
And then other times, two comments down from that, you'll have somebody say, oh my goodness, that tastes exactly like my aunt made it back in the homeland, and I'm so glad to be able to recreate that at home. Thank you so much. So it's these things are very personal to people. Food is, it's a very personal experience.
Sure it is. And it's, you know, I'm of Ukrainian descent, and it's like borscht, right? There's like 30 different ways you can make
Absolutely.
Borscht. You can make it with beef with ribs in it. You can make it just so that it's more of like a broth. Mm-hmm. So there's not really any right way or wrong way to do it?
Except
it's just different ways.
The right way is always the way that your grandmother made it.
Well, exactly. There you go. Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't make everybody happy, but who cares? That's their problem. Mm-hmm. How often do you blog? You say it's not on a daily basis, but would you enter something every week at least?
Oh, absolutely. We try to get our site updated a few times a week. For me, it's really more about the food articles and sharing recipes and food techniques with people. And Mike tends to do a lot more product reviews, a lot of liquor reviews, cocktail recipes.
I do tend to write a lot about beer. I don't mind.
Oh, I love beer.
Yes, I try my very best to shoulder that burden on behalf of the site. I think it's a brave gesture.
Well, I think it is a brave gesture, and I'm glad you understand that concept.
Thank you. It's true. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. Sometimes it is a sacrifice.
Katie came in from the newsroom and she took some of this monkey bread, and she said she wanted to need to get the recipe, but it's online, right? You like that, Katie? Yeah, good. Okay,
thumbs up right out of the way.
We didn't ask our official okay or not okay, Mike. Is it okay? Good?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
More than okay, Mike. I can see that look on your face from here. You enjoying this, Bill?
Absolutely, man. I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah.
You're going to be a little tired later. We're sorry, but it's that's the price of carbs.
Yeah, that's also working with Ted.
Why must you constantly mock me? So do you get people who send you recipes as well that you would try out and then enter if you found that it made any sense? Or do you sort of find these on your own?
So I read cooking magazines the way that some people read read novels. For me, I love everything about food. I love cookbooks and magazines. So I find a lot of my inspiration comes from whatever's going on in the food world and the food community.
Mm-hmm.
We do sometimes try recipes that people have sent us, absolutely, and we try to really recognize where they came from if we're going to be posting them on the site, so that credit can go where credit's due.
Yeah, because if you find something in a cookbook, you'd have to give credit.
Oh, absolutely.
So that people,
don't think you're...
What's your favorite cooking show?
There's
some great ones.
Call. There really are. I love Chopped.
You like that?
I love Chopped. I love the mystery basket, because that's kind of how I feel sometimes when I get home from work and I'm trying to figure out what to make for dinner. And you look in the pantry and you go, I have spaghetti and peanut butter and sardines. What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one right there. Spaghetti, peanut butter, and sardines. I don't know if you can make that one work, but if you can, Tina, what do you guys do during the day for a livelihood? Because I take it this isn't really putting any money in your pocket.
No, this is
for
our
joy.
Fun.
Yeah,
I work for Indigo. I actually work for.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I work in their office, and.
And I do human resources.
At Indigo?
No. I actually work for a food company.
Well, look at that.
I know. I'm telling you, I feel passionately about what I eat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can. Well, I sense that right from the beginning. Now, we need to try this because we're desperately running out of time here.
Oh, please, here. Mike,
there it is, yes.
I've got one over here, too. Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Describe what it is that I'm about to bite into.
It is a salted caramel cashew tart. And salted caramel is very popular right now, so it's definitely got the salt and a lot of sweet in there. It's very rich. And in the crust, if you taste a little bit of spice, that's just a little bit of Chinese five spice that brings it all together.
It's an interesting combination of taste.
Mm-hmm. And the salty and the sweet.
And peanuts.
Yeah, the cashews.
This will go with beer.
Yes, it would.
I bet it would.
You're absolutely right.
Actually, Mike, let's be honest. Everything on the table here will go with beer.
Well, I'll tell you, the bread really, you know, you can sit down with this bread and a six-pack, and you can spend an afternoon.
Yeah. Have you got any beers that you've discovered you want to share with us?
Well,
you didn't bring any, by the way.
No, I didn't know whether I could or I would have. Actually, there's a beer in the LCBO that I love right now called Lug Tread. They come in four sort of tall, dark bottles. They're an ale that's produced in Ontario. It's an Ontario craft beer. It is fantastic. It's called Lug Tread.
Lug Tread.
Yeah, and
L-U-D-T-R-E-A-D.
Yeah, I recommend it heartily. It's just fantastic. And the other thing that I plug whenever I possibly can is there's a rum that I drink right now called Kraken. And it's in a pretty bottle. It's hard to miss. It's got two sort of glass handles on the side. Best rum I've ever had.
Is it a dark rum?
It is the darkest rum. It's an American brand, but I think it's made in the Barbados.
We know Barbados. Mount Gay.
Yes.
Mount Gay rum.
Mount Gay rum.
Absolutely.
if you go to the Bahamas, to Bermuda, they sort of refer to it as their national drink called Dark and Stormy, which is dark rum
and
ginger beer.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those drinks where it tastes really good until you get up 5 minutes later to go somewhere and go, whoa.
And you sit right back down again.
Hold on, everybody. Quit moving the floor. This has been great stuff, and I wish you all the best. I hope you can turn this into a profitable thing for yourselves.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Good for you. And again, people want to check out, it's www.choosy-beggars.com. Tina Khoury and Mike Smythe, thank you both for coming in, and I appreciate the food. It's tremendous.
Well, thank you very much.
All the best to you. Coming up, comedian Jim Colleton will join us, and he'll eat if he wants. You hungry, Jim? Because there's a ton of food here. We're back in a moment on News Talk 1010.